TikTok, not TikTok. I just sounded super old. That's sure something did. That some parent on here is going to go.
You post some videos on the TikTok?
Oh my goodness.
Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. I'm Carly Duke, and here to revisit TikTok with me is Chris Roby.
Hey, guys.
So, Chris, I'm excited because we are actually taking a look back on some of our older episodes, like our more original ones. And the reason I picked TikTok for one of these is because it's our number one listened to podcast episode, but it is still very relevant.
Well, and this was also our first kind of big format change in this most recent run of Teen Life podcast, and so it kind of intersected a lot of crossroads there.
Yeah, it did. And this one, I don't know, it's just fun. Like when I was looking at TikTok, you even asked, stuff has changed, but honestly, not a lot. Like I went back and listened to the clip, and it still holds up. Of what TikTok is, it's popular, and it's something that you need to be aware of if you have a teenager, because they probably either have TikTok, are posting on TikTok, or at least have friends that send them TikToks to watch. It's just everywhere.
Right. And but this episode's so important, especially if you're a non-TikTok user, or this is kind of a new thing, because if you get into TikTok, you'll know why it's so addictive, the way it's all set up, and it's good to know about this, because this is how teenagers consume news, consume social life, all those kinds of things. So this is a super important episode.
Right. So before we get into the old clip, Chris and I wanted to talk about some updates, some new stats, stuff like that. But I also wanted to mention that we have the Ultimate Adult Guide to TikTok on our website. It's a free PDF. You just have to put your email in and we'll send it to you. So if you would like a printable or readable version of this, that is a great resource for you. I'll post the link in our show notes. But let's talk about some updated stats, Chris, because it's even bigger than it was. And I give some stats in the clip, but it is still huge. It has over 1.5 billion users, out of which 1 billion are monthly active users.
Wow, that ratio is significant, because there's a lot of social media platforms that have a ton of users, but not that many monthly active users.
Yes. And I think it's interesting too that TikTokers use TikTok for an average of 52 minutes each day. And 90% of users are using it on a regular basis.
Wow.
So I talked about that originally too, but this is a platform that people get on and they stay on, or they get on multiple times throughout the day if they're bored. But it's easy to go down. We've talked about this several times in different episodes, Chris. It's easy to get on and go down this rabbit hole and then be like, I just spent 30 minutes watching TikTok videos. Where did my time go?
It's a brilliant app algorithm for sure.
It really is. And in the United States alone, they say that the typical individual uses it 8 times each day. So like I said, they're coming back over and over again. But I think the stat that you really need to know is that there are 41.4 million Gen Z TikTok users in the US, and that's compared to 37.3 million Instagram users. So Gen Z, which is our teenagers and our young adults, are using this app more than Instagram. Wow. And so I think people think of Instagram as the young app, but it's really TikTok. People are moving to TikTok. And when I saw another stat I saw too, that I was like, we need to do a Snapchat episode, Chris. So I'm sure that'll be coming. But Snapchat currently is still the most used social media app for Gen Z, but it's predicted by 2023, TikTok will surpass that. So this next year, they're estimating that TikTok will be the number one app. Wow. So like I said, big stuff. And we've talked about it on the podcast a few times. So in the show notes, I'll post all the links, but obviously episode one, this clip that we are about to share, we talked about it. Episode 25, we talked about TikTok influencers. Some of those have changed, but the big players are still there. We've talked about TikTok stories. when they added those. And then more recently, we talked about TikTok Now, which is kind of the Be Real version for TikTok. Mm-hmm. But one thing, Chris, I wanted to talk about before we get into this original episode is something I found recently is if you have your contacts synced to TikTok, it will pull up videos of anyone that you have a phone number for and put them in your feed. So I don't have to be following them, but it adds them to my algorithm. So every now and then someone will pop up and it'll say in the bottom, I can't remember what the exact wording is, but it lets you know that this is a contact that you have. So you know this is a person that you know. And the reason why I feel like that's especially important is it means that if someone has your teenager's number and they post on TikTok, even thinking this is anonymous, I have a fake name on here, people in their contacts will at least know that this is someone they know and they can go digging deeper. So make sure your teenagers know you can post content and think no one will ever find this. I don't have any followers. It's not that big of a deal, but it is because their phone number is attached to it and people can find you.
This is a good thing to think through and talk about this with anything they sign up for or any kind of social media that is going to ask for every bit of information that you will let it have as you sign up. And that's going to give that platform more access to other people as well. So it's okay to say no to that. And especially with TikTok or other platforms that ask for that information.
Right. And TikTok has guidelines and stuff set in place for minors. So make sure they have those settings turned on. And I do think one thing that is a little different since we originally recorded is that video length has changed. And so now they can be longer, I think up to 3 minutes, where originally it was in more of the 15 to 30 second range, maybe up to a minute. And so long form stuff is on there. But listen to this episode. We go through questions to ask your teenager, and it's still a really great conversation to have, especially while they're home over the holidays. So make sure you're having conversations with your teens and check out this clip from episode 1 of the Teen Life Podcast.
Because you are listening to this podcast, we can assume a couple of things. One, that you have great taste. And two, that you care about teenagers. That is why we are so excited to introduce you to our sponsor, Lubbock Christian University. Whether you or your teen are interested in furthering your education in youth ministry, LCU is the perfect place to start. Contact our friend David Fraze to find out more about LCU and life in ministry to young people at david.fraze@lcu.edu. And don't forget, go Chaps!
So this week we're going to talk about TikTok, and I might be making an assumption, Chris, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I probably know more about TikTok than you do.
That was always a correct assumption. Yes.
So I would like to hear from you first. What questions do you have about TikTok? Do you even know what it is?
I know what it is. Yes, I'm aware. I see TikTok videos through Twitter.
Oh, there you go.
People post it cross platform, so I'll see those things pop up, but I'm not currently a user.
Oh, there you go. So for those of you who don't know TikTok, it is not new, but it has grown so much in the last few years. But it's an app. It was originally a combination of Musical.ly. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And so that's probably
Musical.ly.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And it was a combination, and that happened in 2018. And there used to be an old app called Vine that went away. My husband was super sad about that. But that one was similar to TikTok in that it was short videos.
It's like, 15 seconds, something like that. Yeah.
And so TikTok is kind of that. It's a lot of music. It's a lot of lip syncing, or there will be sound in the background that people will do dances to, trends to. There's food videos. Basically, anything you want to find on TikTok is there. But really, what it's there for is to have fun. But teenagers spend a lot of time on it. And so I think it's worth talking about because you see TikTok trends all over the place. Even if you don't know TikTok's a thing, you've probably been influenced by something on TikTok.
You told me a story yesterday about TikTok, about a real world implications. A couple of them, actually. Tell us about TikTok trends and how they affect the things in the real world.
So there is a TikTok trend right now, and I'm not going to try to talk too much about TikTok trends because by the time this podcast comes out, even next week, they will be different. They change that quickly. But there's been one, especially over the last month or two, that is a feta pasta. And it's like cherry tomatoes, and you put a block of feta in there and you bake it, and then you stir it up and add noodles. It's super easy. Everyone is posting about it. I have been to 4 stores. I cannot find a block of feta anywhere. I'm not joking. They are sold out in the DFW area of feta because of TikTok.
Because of TikTok.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. Yeah. So it tells you how powerful those trends are, right?
Like exactly.
It's not just around teenage culture. It ends up permeating into our daily lives. If you can't find feta, that's crazy to blame that on a trend, but it sounds like it's true.
Exactly. And then just yesterday, I was telling Chris that there's a prank going on TikTok right now that the Leaning Tower of Pisa fell. And it is not true, but people will tell their friends and family that the Leaning Tower of Pisa fell just to get their reaction. And I Googled it because I was like, I really don't think this is true. And Google brought up tons of news articles about how this is not true, that it's a TikTok trend, that like over 7 million videos have been posted about the Leaning Tower of Pisa falling. And it's not true.
Not true. Still leaning.
Exactly. And so it's just so funny of how these things can multiply and grow. And then you have people who actually believe it. And so TikTok is huge. But the reason TikTok is so interesting too is because it's not necessarily like Facebook or Instagram where you're just following friends. You can follow different voices and different profiles. However, the big thing about TikTok is there's a For You page that you just scroll. It will never run out. You will never not have content, and an algorithm just populates that. And I don't know all the ins and outs of this algorithm, but I'm guessing it is based on what you've watched, what you've interacted with, what you've liked, what you've commented on, maybe even geographic, but you can have stuff on there pop up that I never followed. So with teenagers, you need to be careful about it because some inappropriate stuff could come up. Most of it's funny, most of it's fun, but they don't necessarily have control over what pops up on their page.
And so let's talk about this algorithm thing. So I don't understand it because I'm horrible at math, but these tech companies use these incredibly complicated mathematical equations that will learn you, right? And to continue to push content your way. And it's typically the same stuff or very related to what. So, you know, I think if you are much of an internet user, you've seen this on YouTube where if you look at a guitar video, all the other guitar videos pop up, right?
Right.
And TikTok would be very, very similar to this, where that similar content creeps up. But what ends up happening is if your teenager veers in a certain direction and maybe starts looking at something, you know, maybe see something that piques their interest, it's just a little bit outside of the algorithm. Algorithm will pick that up and start to continue to push them even more that way. And so if you have endless scrolling going on, then you you have a really high chance of that going in a bad direction because of the way the algorithm works.
Exactly. And we'll post, I've got a few sources that we'll post on our website about the algorithm, but then some stats too that I don't want to get too much in the numbers, but just if you're wondering, is TikTok really a big enough deal that we need to be talking about it? According to this stat, 49% of teenagers have used it.
Wow.
That's a ton.
That's a lot.
And then they say that TikTok averages 498 minutes per month on the app, the users do.
Wow.
Which just for some context, Snapchat and Instagram is half of that.
Wow.
And so people are using TikTok twice as often. They're using it multiple times a day is what they're saying. And they have 800 million active users worldwide.
Wow.
I mean, that is a lot of a lot of people.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah. Exactly. For just a few years. And just anecdotally, my husband is a basketball coach for a high school, and he says he sees students making TikToks all the time. They're watching it, but they're also making them. So on TikTok, you can watch. I personally have never posted any content. No one wants to see me dancing or singing on TikTok, but I scroll through. But lots of teenagers are doing it with groups of friends. They're doing challenges. You have TikTok celebrities that will have millions of followers, and a lot of them are teenagers.
And I'm obviously the uninformed one here, but the what I understand about TikTok and kind of what they're trying to push is to kind of at their best, be kind of anti-YouTube, where this is about having fun. Mm-hmm. This is about goofing off. This is about being silly. And so I don't say that, and we don't say that as a reason to not pay attention, because they're just having fun. The thing is, parents, we always need to, parents and helpers, we need to be aware of the platforms that our teenagers are on, because my guess is in 2005 when YouTube started, that's kind of the same thing that was going on, right? And so there wasn't as much dark content. Now, I'm certain that that is out there, but I do know that TikTok is trying to cultivate this culture of we're just having fun here. But knowing that your students are posting on that and interacting with them on that, what kind of fun are they having, right? Is it Leaning Tower of Pisa jokes, or is it something we need to be more concerned about?
Right. And so I hope you know through this podcast, we are always going to encourage conversation mm-hmm. and connection with teenagers. And so some conversations that maybe you can have around TikTok, first of all, ask if they have the app, mm-hmm. if they're aware of it. Even if they don't have it, have they watched videos or friends sent them videos? A lot of TikTok videos show up on Instagram, Twitter, as Chris said. Mm-hmm. People share them across multiple platforms. But ask, what are you watching? Mm-hmm. Do you follow anyone? Mm-hmm. Are you commenting? Are you posting content? You might want to know if your student is posting content. Mm-hmm. But you can also ask fun questions. Hey, is there a recipe that you've seen that you want to try? Mm-hmm. Hey, are there any tips or tricks that you've learned on TikTok? Mm-hmm. TikTok. I just sounded super old. That's sure something did. That some parent on here is going to go.
You post some videos on the TikTok?
Oh my goodness. But ask them fun things. Hey, what's the funniest video you've seen this week? Mm-hmm. Hey, is there anything that I think I would like mm-hmm. on there? Your teenager will probably roll their eyes. But try to also find a way to connect with them on TikTok mm-hmm. of, is there something else going on that I would want to? You might even download it yourself. You might enjoy it. Who mm-hmm. knows?
Well, I think too, what is fun is to, you know, we said this at the beginning, is how do we make connections around this stuff, mm-hmm. right? Did you know, Carly, that this last week, the movie Happy Gilmore turned 25 years old?
Wow.
Yeah. 25 years old. That movie informs a lot of my sense of humor, which is really unfortunate because it doesn't quite hold up. But I also believe that a teenager now watching that movie would think it's the dumbest thing they'd ever seen. Because mm-hmm. it's the reflection of the 90s, and it was just being silly for the sake of being silly, right? And so while I might not understand what's being recorded and shared on TikTok, it's a really great opportunity for us to see into each other's worlds. And so mm-hmm. doing a content swap, like, hey, show me your best three TikTok videos. I'll tell you what I think, and I'm going to show you this movie. You tell me what you think. I think it's the funniest thing ever, and I think you're going to love it.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and they're probably going to hate it, and I'm probably going to hate the TikTok video, but we have made a connection. We see where each other comes from, and those connections are built, and there's less secrecy around this. Like, Dad, you wouldn't understand this. And maybe I wouldn't, but I'm engaging, and I'm seeing what that teenager is really connecting with.
And that's a wrap for this episode. We hope you enjoyed these conversations as we revisited an old topic, but also put a new spin on it. And so we hope that if you enjoyed this episode, you'll share it with a friend, text it to someone. It's really easy to share, and make sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcast app so you won't miss all the new stuff that we have coming up in 2023. But until then, we'll see you next week.